Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We have the news of the week. This is 1225A and what it means to you. And I've got to tell you, we just completed the interview on 1225B. Yeah, I usually do them in the other order, but it's a spectacular interview on cancer and longevity and a novel thoughts on cancer. It may be intense, but it is great. Stephen A. Frank from UC Irvine, distinguished professor there, who's made the groundbreaking discovery, is the one who talked to us about it. Bloated after that holiday meal? Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever you're bloated about. Why? Well, we'll talk about that. And a use of a fan skin wetting reduces the cardiac strain that hot, humid temperatures give. And occupational contact dermatitis is common. How common among construction workers? We'll talk about that. And that cutaneous malignant melanoma is increasing in the elderly. And I'm going to also do a little bit about my favorite topic lately, getting the GLP-1 and the GIPs for everyone. Recently, the Biden administration came out and said we should make them available through Medicare and Medicaid. Let's hopefully we will negotiate the price like Great Britain has. They're $440 and $448 wholesale in the United States, but $40 retail total cost in Great Britain. Why the big discrepancy? If we did it here, we would save roughly $600 billion a year in cost. And not only that you would drive out osteoarthritis progression. That's right. The main driver of progression of osteoarthritis is inflammation stimulated by obesity. And that's another one of the stories this week. We will call it the Roizen Rule for Younger You. Keep your waist to be less than half your height size, and you'll avoid a lot of diseases. Our Great Age Reboot story of the week is, in fact, that story about the occupational contact dermatitis. Why is it such a Great Age Reboot story of the week? Because that allergy inhibits people working and living successfully longer. And tell us about it. 9% of construction workers have a serious contact dermatitis almost yearly that inhibits them from working. And it comes from nickel sulfate largely, but other substances as well. The only other story I want to get to before we cover those terms are that long-term use of skeletal muscle relaxants is and has been determined to be beneficial in certain conditions. So let's go through the stories as I talked about. One of the things that was in the latest issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, which I was really surprised about, was the fact that they looked at cardiac strain, that is heart rate times blood pressure, on hot and humid days because of the change in the weather as we're going through it. And no matter what the cause in the change of the weather, we're seeing hotter and more humid weather lately. And they showed that use of a fan and even wetting the skin, each individually and together even to a greater degree, decreases the strain on your heart. So you're right to use a fan, you're right to wet your skin on those hot, humid days. You probably do it naturally. As I said, the contact dermatitis, nickel sulfate, epoxy resins, and rubber and they looked at 47,000 people in Denmark to find out what it was, and also in the United States. And they found out that a large percentage of the workforce, and especially the older workforce, had to stop work at one time or another every year due to either contact dermatitis with these things, especially nickel sulfate, potassium dichromate, and cobalt chloride. Overall, about 28% of people tested positive to those allergens. So that's one of the reasons it's common. Cutaneous melanoma is tripling from 1987 to 1991. It tripled. That's an enormous increase. So 1.53 per 1,000 men per year and women. What does that mean? Well, if you're going to live 10 years, let's say you're from 80 to 90, then it's a 1.5% chance of malignant melanoma, up from 0.5%. So huge increase. Why? We don't know, but it, as we spoke last week, it does correlate with the distance you are from a tanning bed. So maybe it's the tanning bed use in our youth that has stimulated this increase. I didn't use a tanning bed, but a lot of people did. The other case, if you will, that we wanted to talk about is the skeletal muscle relaxants. They looked at these for chronic pain, and they are especially effective for painful cramps and spasticity, and a great benefit versus the placebo. Interestingly, when treating fibromyalgia or low back pain or other syndromes, skeletal muscle relaxants were not more beneficial. So those are the key stories this week. Remember, you get to control your waist size, and hopefully we will get to use, that is, the physicians will get to prescribe Ozempic or Mounjaro or Wegovy or Zepbound as frequently as in Great Britain, because they're going to be wiping out obesity, and that's because it's much cheaper, tenfold cheaper there than here. $40 a month there versus the wholesale price of $440 and $448 here. And you wonder why, since Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly aren't losing money, I can assure you, at $40 a month. In any case, this has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. This has been 1225A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. I urge you to go to 1225B, download it. It's all about a new mechanism of cancer and what it means both for cancer therapies and longevity. Especially thank you, our listeners who downloaded us. You're the reason we do it. Go to our website, longevityplaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter, or go to lifefirstnaturals.com, one of our sponsors. Look at their website and their products, TruBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are as well.